Welcome to Iris ID Radio. We have a great story to tell you today about how our technology is used by a major U.S. university. But first, since this is our initial podcast, we should give you a little background on us, Iris ID, that is. You might have guessed who we are just by our name. We're an iris recognition company. We develop biometric hardware and software using iris scanning technology. The iris, the color part of your eye, is unique. That's right, no two are alike. You know, just like snowflakes. So the fact that irises are unique make them a pretty good way to identify people. And that's what iris recognition is all about, identification and authentication. Our technology is good at making sure you are who you say you are. It's better than a password because you can't forget or lose your iris. Today, biometric iris scans are used by governments, private companies, and organizations throughout the world. It's used in any situation where you need to identify people precisely and accurately. And that brings us to our story today. It's a story many of us can relate to. If you've ever lived in a dorm at a school or a university, you probably had a meal card. And you used that card in the dining commons or cafeteria to get your meals. But that meal card was kind of like a password. It's easy to lose or forget in your room or even lend to a friend. All of that causes problems and makes cards impractical. So how do you make sure that students get the food they paid for without using a card? That was the problem facing Georgia Southern University. Richard Wynn is director of GSU's Eagle Card, a one-card system that lets students use the library, the recreation center, the two dining commons, and access dorms and other buildings on campus. All incoming freshmen are required to purchase a meal plan. For other students and staff, it's optional. More than 4,200 people have a dining plan. And Wynn's goal was to improve the flow of people during mealtimes.
We were using card access only, but one of the problems that we have with card access is, of course, there's going to be a photo on it. But students nowadays have really changed a lot. They're changing their looks very, very frequently, whether it's hair color, piercings, tattoos, makeup, all sorts of things. Many times I'll look at the picture we took of a student, and then 6 months later, it's almost unrecognizable. So it becomes kind of difficult for our cashiers to verify that this is the student who should be accessing this plan by the card. So I wanted to try and come up with a better way to do that, and eventually that path led me to biometrics.
So Wynn looked at a number of biometric technologies.
One of the things that I had in my mind that I wanted to do is I wanted to keep it as hygienic as possible, so I didn't want people touching something that 1,000 other people touched before them.
That left out fingerprint readers, which the campus was already using at the recreation center known as the RAC. It also eliminated hand and vein readers.
And then I started to come across iris technology, and I thought this would work really, really well, and I happened to go to a presentation by a company called Color ID, and they showed me Iris ID's camera that they had been using over in Iraq and Afghanistan. The military had been using it, so that made me feel real comfortable that it had a lot of good use on it. And I saw how quick it was, and I thought this could be something that we could really use at Georgia Southern.
The Seattle presentation was given by Tim Orscheid of Color ID, a North Carolina integrator of Iris ID technology. Orscheid recommended Iris Biometrics to GSU because of the speed and accuracy. He said the technology works well for universities because it eliminates the need for a card. Using the iris as an identifier is just like using a card, only it's more secure and faster, said Orscheid.
It's an encrypted unique identifier, just like a card reader you have on your door. I mean, everybody's used to using, you know, cards today. And so when we talked with universities, they said, gosh, that's amazing. You know, we're so used to cards. They were so used to cards. We can do this without cards so the student doesn't have to have the card on them at all time. Well, no. And that saved them so much trouble. So, you know, because the students were notorious for forgetting their cards back at their dorm or giving their card to someone else.
The larger commons at GSU has four entry lanes. A cashier mans one for students wanting to pay with cash or credit card. The other three have iris scanners. The smaller commons has one manned lane and iris scanners on two others. Wanting to build on the success in the dining commons, Wynn looked at the rack, where students could enter using their Eagle card or a fingerprint reader.
I would go over to the rack and watch somebody to try and enter using their fingerprint. It would take 4, 5, or 6 times and 10 to 15 seconds, even longer, for somebody to try and use a fingerprint.
Fingerprints not only have a higher false rejection rate than iris, they also don't provide the same level of security, according to Tim Meyerhoff, Director, North America for Iris ID.
Actually, an iris is much richer in detail than a fingerprint. So there's some 240 to 260 points that we can encode into a template. Fingerprint is much less. It's half that, like about 120, sometimes less. So the number, you know, actually it's referred to in fingerprint as minutia points, and there's a limited number that get encoded.
Despite the greater convenience and security of iris technology, the rack operators hesitated at the cost of creating iris templates to enroll students in the center's access system.
We told them that we would share the templates that we had already gathered, so that saved them some labor there. And when they saw how fast it was, that was a second reason for them. And one of the biggest reasons of all was our president, our university president at the time, Dr. Brooks Keel, loved it so much that he told them, I want you guys to install this for the students here because it's been so successful. And ever since we've put it in, it's been a hit.
Freshman students are enrolled in the iris system during orientation. Wynn had concerns about pushback from students and parents over the use of biometric technology.
Out of the first batch that we did, which is approximately 3,500 students, I had one student who said that they didn't want to enroll in the system. And most of the feedback that I started to get from people was like, wow, this is like Star Trek, this is very cool, it's innovative.
But Wynn was still faced with a big challenge. It's his team's job to create the Eagle cards. The team has only 2 hours to batch up to 400 students at a time. That didn't leave much room for iris enrollment. The only opening came after the card photo was taken with the 25 to 30 seconds it took to print the card. The majority of students are enrolled that fast.
After the picture's taken, we call them up. We say, lean over, look into the iris camera, center your eyes in the mirror. The iris camera takes over at that point and starts to talk them through the process. And probably 60 to 65% of the students have enrolled and verified in the iris camera by the time the card drops in the printer. So it's been very, very successful for us.
Since the first iris ID reader was installed in August 2013, the system has been used 3 million times. Given a choice, most students use the iris system rather than the Eagle card or fingerprint reader.
Iris is very convenient for students. I mean, if you think about them, they've got their backpack on, they're texting, or they're doing something else. They don't have to think much about it when they walk up to one of the turnstiles. And I mean, they just look into the camera takes the picture, compares it, and opens the turnstile. So that's been a huge, huge factor here is convenience.
Orscheid said he sees the popularity of iris technology growing.
As an integrator or distributor of biometric products, and we sell multiple different types of biometric hardware, I think iris has proven itself to be the go-to biometric product currently in the industry. And the reason I think that's happened, it's really quite simple. It's fast, it's accurate, and people are used to cameras.
As for Wynn, he says he's looking for more places to use the iris ID system on Georgia Southern's campus. Thanks for listening to Iris ID Radio. This podcast was produced by Iris ID and directed and written by Dom Weigel, with audio production by Nicholas Camp.